Naomi in Edmonton, glue gone wrong. What happened, Nay?
Morning, guys. Making the kids Easter bonnet parade hats.
Right.
With hot glue gun.
Okay.
And making it all look great and fancy and thought, yep, this is great. Come here, try it on, put it on. Kids are happy. Yeah, great, that looks great. Gone to take it off and realising, oh, it's a bit, oh, hang on. Yeah, the glue hadn't dried properly yet, so it was all stuck to my daughter's hair.
Oh, no!
So I was lifting the hat up and her hair was following and strings of glue were going everywhere and I was like, oh, dear, what's going to happen here?
Were there tears? What do you do?
I just kind of kept pulling the glue, like, just going to have to cut it off. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to have to do this. And my child's going to have his bald patch.
Did that?
Thankfully, it didn't come to that.
Oh, so you didn't have to get the scissors out? The hair was okay in the end?
No, we managed to salvage it.
Thanks,
no
Nate.
No worries.
We got Marnie on the line in Smithy. Good morning, Marnie.
Hi.
Marnie, glue gone wrong with you. What happened?
Well, my dad was a tiler, so he used to keep buckets, probably 20, 30 buckets of glue in the shed. And it was where I parked my car, and I was pretty proud. I'd only just paid for this car. I was on my P's, and I parked it in the car one night, and must have been some neighbourhood cats got in, and because he had the buckets stacked too high, they just needed to, you know, maybe bump him a tiny bit, and I come out the next morning and my bonnet was covered in buckets of glue. They dried to the bonnet, the buckets were upside down, so my bonnet of my car was glued shut.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness!
Awesome. How do you fix that?
Crash repair.
Were the buckets of glue still stuck to the car as you were driving to the crash repair?
No. You know what? I can't even remember how Dad managed to get it there. I just don't remember that bit. I think I was so traumatised, I've just completely blocked that bit out, and he got it fixed for me. He felt terrible. What was funny, he was actually working for a crash repairer at the time. I think it might have even been the crash repairer's glue, to be honest, because it was a huge house.
Yeah.
So it was a huge order of glue. Yeah, but it ended up on my bonnet. So they probably worked out some kind of deal, I would imagine, there to get it fixed. Yeah, but I was traumatised and... Yeah, so they got it fixed for me, but I couldn't get into it. Lucky I didn't have a flat battery because I couldn't have started the car anyway. So.
I just think also how heartbreaking. Like, it's you bought the car yourself and you're so excited about it. Then all of a sudden this has happened.
I was pretty grumpy at my dad.
I can imagine, Marnes. What a freaky thing. I've never heard of anyone's bonnet being glued shut before.